With the attendant in his wake, Turl started running through the birthing areas, opening doors.
Did a shock go off in here?
He was barking at startled, just-awakened cyclos. Some of them had heard the shots, too.
Where did it sound like it came from?
Turl was demanding of people out in the halls. Some pointed toward the administration building. Turl thanked them and efficiently went plowing in that direction, followed by a crowd of cyclos. He industriously searched through the offices, turning on lights. The crowd was also searching. Somebody yelled from Numph's corridor.
They're in here! They're in here!
Turl let a lot of fellows get there first. Then he went plowing through them.
Who is it? Where?
They babbled at him, pointing in through the open door. The two bodies were in view. Char was regarding them sourly from just inside the door. He made as if to walk forward. Turl swept him back.
Don't touch anything! As security chief, I am in charge here. Back!
He bent over the bodies, one after the other.
Anybody recognize this one?
He said, pointing to Jayed's body. After a moment and craning necks,
I think his name's Snit.
From a personnel officer.
I really don't know. They're both dead. Call for some stretchers. I'll record this.
There was a picto recorder on Numph's desk, as always. Turl whirred it at the room and each body.
I want statements from all of you.
Somebody had called the medical staff. They had heard the shots and were prompt. They loaded the bodies on the stretchers.
Take them directly to the morgue, unless you want to examine them first.
They're both dead,
said the medical chief.
Blast gun wounds.
Move along,
said Turl efficiently to the crowd.
It's all over.
Tomorrow morning, he would write his report, all backed by witnessed statements. An agent of the IBI, recognized by the keen eye of Turl, had not seen fit to announce himself to the planet's security chief, but, proceeding alone, had apparently visited Numph late in the evening, and possibly had attempted a foolhardy, single-handed arrest. Numph had shot him with a hidden gun and then committed suicide. Turl had now followed through, seeing whether Numph were guilty of some crime, had continued an investigation begun long since, and had found a pay swindle, papers, and evidence to hand. Meanwhile, Turl respectfully submitted all was under control. A competent, experienced deputy Numph had earlier appointed was now on the job, etc., etc., etc. Bodies en route at next semi-annual firing, day 92. Tomorrow afternoon, as soon as he had verified the animals were still there, he would launch the drone and obliterate the foolish experiment Numph had been engaged upon. All evidence would be covered, all tracks obliterated. Whatever Jayed had been after, it made no difference now. Turl felt very calm, very cool, very masterful. He had brought off the perfect crime. It was odd that he couldn't sleep and kept twitching.